You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland Council is set to introduce congestion charging, a policy aimed at reducing emissions, reducing traffic, and generating revenue for other transport endeavours. While the University of Auckland's Hesop Shin says congestion charging is important, he says it also needs to be accompanied by other policies to ensure the gains are not reversed. Right, so to start us off today, how could congestion charging backfire in terms of emissions?
So I think to a certain degree, imposing congestion charging will hinder around 10 to 15% of unnecessary trips. So if you think about, you know, daily vehicles coming in, they would emit at least, you know, unnecessary like 20 to 30% of nitrogen dioxide particulates from brake wear and tyre wear. But if these, let's say, short journeys can be alternated to public transport, then, you know, we'll do a good deal.
Yeah, and you mentioned a little bit in your article, but if you could go further into how different people on different levels of income are affected by congestion charges.
Well, we've only started, you know, a little bit of data analysis, so I can't really say, like, who's been affected how much, because that's what we're currently doing. But I think from our initial finding, so those who are travelling from afar, let's say from Western Auckland, Pukekohe and Southern Auckland areas, which are historically known for its sort of higher deprived sort of socioeconomic status, they might be greatly affected. So those who traveling from those areas and those who are casual workers, they might have to come into more than twice a day because they might be doing the janitor work, they might be cleaning, they might also do, you know, just normal employee work from, you know, high-rise buildings, but, you know, their income level is not as high as the median level per se, so I'm just giving a rough estimate. But if they have to pay at least, you know, $10 every day, and if you count 20 days, that's an extra $200 on top of their parking, which is $200, per, you know, on average. So they're paying a huge amount of money just to get into town, and that's just going to be impacting their lives, which I think they need to, you know, deal with it.
And so if we're thinking about creating solutions to congestion charging, or creating solutions that work alongside congestion charging to address this wealth disparity of influence, and also to address, you know, people going around or otherwise, what could those solutions look like?
So I think if we just take a step back and just look at the public transport, we see a great ridership happening every weekday. So I'm just giving the total of like 300K per day. So this is a data collected from Auckland Transport. I've just opened this morning. And during the weekdays, you still get 300K people traveling, you know, from short distances to long distances, mostly coming to town and away. And we'll see how the public transport looks like, because they're going to introduce City Rail Link. That's going to happen sometime this year. And also there's going to be Eastern Busway from Howick and East Tamaki. So there's a great amount of population from East Tamaki come to town, and they had very limited sort of mode of transport coming to town, but Eastern Busway will do a great job. We'll see. So so I think public transport and, well, the new introductions of two major mode of transport coming in the next couple of years. And also, I think, so there's not a silver bullet for this one, but I think public health promotions of active transport is also key, because, so let's say if you come from afar, and if you have to park somewhere outside the congestion parking zone, you can walk, right? So you can tell how useful it is to just enjoy the breeze of the wind and also the sounds of the birds, a little bit of noise of the traffic, but enjoy that bit of last last mile walking to your destination will be very, very crucial. So I think the behavioral change affected by, you know, education and promotion is going to be quite important.
You mentioned the development of some public transport links, including the CRL and Tāmaki busways. Is this enough? I guess the speed and the distribution of the current public transport projects, or should we be seeing more investment from central and local government?
Oh, sure. Yeah, so we need more, obviously. So, currently I think they are battling against, the normal bus fares and also, you know, the frequency of bus coming in. So to just respond to your question, public transport should be more frequently serviced. But I think so if congestion pricing would, you know, bring in a chunk of amount of revenue, to the city council, their plan is to reinvest the money to install frequent bus driving timetables. They're going to increase a little bit more bus-only ways. So I think they're going to reinvest all those money back to the public to ensure that we can use better public transport in the future from different areas of Auckland.
And then lastly, on the other side of the equation, we've seen this current government especially invest a lot of money into roads, upgrading our roads, building more roads. Mm-hmm. Is this a sustainable path for New Zealand moving forward?
Well, to a certain degree, yes. But if you see, well, I always teach students about the bottleneck issues and the case of LA. So when, LA had traffic congestion to come to town, they said one lane will solve it. And they just, you know, had more and more traffic. So I think to a certain degree, there should be sort of better ways to remove those bottleneck areas, especially, you know, when they hop onto the highways, the long sort of ramp is sort of causing a little bit of bottleneck in the morning time, especially like during the commute and the drop-offs of schools. I think to widen the lanes or maybe just adding another lane wouldn't solve the whole issue. So I think to a certain degree, if you take LA's, you know, like, let's say, a very not well-known example, a good example, and also a very conducive example of New York introducing more public transport, never changing anything, and you see those two examples contrasting, but look at the consequences. So I think rather than introducing cleaner roads for every single road in Auckland, they're doing a great job, by the way. I think the introduction of great public transport and, again, promotion to use it to clean our environment is key.
That was the University of Auckland's Hyssop Shin speaking about congestion charging, both the benefits and other policies it should be accompanied with.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.